2018 was a dynamic year for change and development. What will 2019 bring? I'm John Maynor, President and CEO of the Cape Chamber. Let's talk business. Yes, Missouri has a new governor and elected a new senator. Cape Girardeau has a new mayor and two new council members. Scott City has a new mayor and a new city administrator. The Semo Port has a new director. Many local manufacturers either added or are adding jobs as we wrap up 2018. Several areas of both Cape and Jackson are seeing significant retail activity. The healthcare sector continues to thrive, and the hospitality industry saw new additions and announcements. Area restaurant numbers are growing, and new establishments are popping up. We did lose a few businesses, as always, but the overall picture continues to be strong. I wish I had a crystal ball to tell you what to expect in the coming year, but I do not. It has also been my experience year-ahead forecasts tend to be about as accurate as long-term weather forecasts, meaning they are just very educated guesses, but not reliable. So let me focus on a few things I know for sure. We'll get a new comedy club with Laughing Gas Comedy N2O Lounge. Krispy Kreme will open in January. The Kmart building will get two new tenants, and Dogwood Social House Family Entertainment Center will open, just to name a few. We are excited about 2019 and cannot wait to share successes and challenges weekly right here on KRCU. I'm John Maynor. For more information on this and other business issues, visit krcu.org.